You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. I'd like to welcome all the listeners today. This show is to try to inspire you, lift you up, encourage you, and hopefully the listeners will be lifted up in spite of me. I'm trying to shine God's light and God's love into the darkness because suicide is number two on college campuses. Depression is number one with adults. So I'm a teacher, and we're just going to talk today a little bit about determination and anxiety and care. And we are in this world, and we are battling a lot of anxieties and a lot of worries. And God has a plan for us. God is love and God is light. And God wants us to walk in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And it is a battle. I don't know about you guys, but maybe God just turned the heat up on me since I'm doing the show and I'm writing a book about this. But evidently, the next generation isn't doing too well either because we have 20 million kids on drugs. And if you're listening today and you're on drugs, I've got some good news for you because Jesus came to set the captive free. And Jesus wants to set us free. And the more you know God's word and the more you know the truth will set you free. And you have to know this truth and you have to get this truth in you. And Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. God is on our side. Now, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it, but God loves us. God has every hair on our head numbered, and he has a plan for your life. He's got plans of success for you. And how do you do this? How do you get into success? Well, first of all, you need to start praying, and you need to ask Jesus to come in your heart and fill you with the Holy Spirit. That's the beginning. And we talked about the Holy Spirit yesterday, how the Holy Spirit is the paraclete. The Holy Spirit is the power, because we're not going to do anything without the power. It's like trying to turn your light on without plugging it in the socket. The more you're plugged in, the more power you have. Now, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my Holy Spirit. So the more you get filled with the Holy Spirit, the more power you're going to have. And this power is available to everyone. God doesn't have favorites, although I think I'm one of his favorites. You have to make a choice. God gives you a free will to choose. God is not going to do this for you. You have to choose to love the Lord. Now, the Lord's heart just beats for you, but you have to make a decision that you want to come on the Lord's team, that you want to come into God's family. Now, if you want to stay in the darkness, be my guest. Just stay in the darkness. Jesus said they love the darkness, and because their sins, they like the evil. And some people just like evil, I guess. And some people are deceived, and they think they're having a great time, but it's really destructive. And so we have God's word, which is the light in the kingdom of light. And when you ask Jesus to come in your heart, you get translated into the kingdom of light. And then we have the kingdom of darkness. And so we've got this battle going on between the darkness and the light. And how do you do this? It is very, very difficult. But God made a way, and Jesus will make a way for you. And what you have to do in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, it says, you have to commit your plans to the Lord, and then you commit your work to the Lord. Once you commit it to God, then he will cause the success. You can claim Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Now, my partner just walked into the room, and we want to welcome Gary. Gary, say hello to the Tampa Bay.
Hello there, everyone. Welcome,
Gary. Again. Gary is a fabulous speaker, and he's a businessman, but he just really has a silver tongue. So, Gary, what do you want to tell the listeners today? We're trying to flow together, even we haven't gone over the notes too much. But, Gary, what do you have on your heart that you want to share with everybody?
Well, you know, I want to share something that I came across recently about spiritual warfare, and I'd like to talk a little bit about it because it's so incredibly important. And then in the Bible, in Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul, he talks about his analysis of life, and especially as it relates to Christian life. And in Paul's analysis, life is a struggle. Life is a conflict. Life is warfare. And under the inspiration of God, he writes, and listen to this because this is interesting. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's evil schemes and his trickery. For the struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the world, against the spiritual forces of the world, of evil, even in the heavenly realms. And there's a war going on. And therefore, you need to put on the full armor of God, the love of God. So when the day comes and evil approaches you in any way, and the struggles of life come to you, you have the armor of love, the armor, the sword of God, the faith of God to help you to fight. And one other thing that I did want to mention, he also says, stripped of the essentials, life is nothing more or less than a long struggle. It's a never-ending wrestling match. We don't like this idea, of course, you know, but we feel entitled to many things that life has to offer and that we should be living a carefree, easy life. Well, Gary, but it's not the case.
Okay, Gary, let me just interrupt here because everything has two sides to the coin, and Jesus said that he spoiled principality, power, might, dominion. They're under our feet. And he also said that we are to be carefree, that we are to cast all of our cares over to the Lord. But what Gary's saying is the struggle is to release these worries over to the Lord. God wants us carefree. God wants these cares off of us. The battle is releasing it to the Lord, okay? And once you think you released it, then by this afternoon, you may take the battle back on in your own hands, okay? And the full armor of God, you have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt with the truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You take your sword and your spirit, which is the word of God, and you pick up the shield of faith. Now, we are in God's family, but we also are in a war. And we Jesus already provided the victory for us. But walking in that victory is a whole nother scenario, right, Gary?
Yes, it is. You know, we need to realize, you know, our eyes and our minds are constantly being deceived by a lot of the distorted perspectives, the twisted beliefs that are set upon us by the forces of evil that exist, and it's our goal, it's our opportunity, it's our struggle to release these strong forces and turn our hearts towards God. And I know that this is so hard to do. I realize how hard it is to do, but you need to have the Lord walking with you every minute of every day. Develop that relationship with God. Have him with you. Have him by your side. Talk with Jesus during the course of the day. And understand that he's with you. He's by your side. He promises
you
that he would.
He's with you, but you don't always feel it. And let me tell you something. I've been doing this a long time, since I was 17. And it's not easy. And I just want you to know, it is available to us. This righteousness, peace, and joy. Jesus said, if you humble yourself like a little child, you can enter in to the righteousness, the peace, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we as adults have to humble ourselves. That's the hardest thing, humbling ourselves and releasing it over to the Lord. Okay, I think that's the biggest problem is staying humble, right, Gary?
Yes, it is. And sometimes I think that people might have a bit of a misunderstanding with regard to what Jesus implied in the gospel when he talked about you must be as a child. If you think back to the days when you were young, when you were a child, and you had your mom and dad there, and you trusted in them completely, you knew that whatever they had told you to do, where they asked you to go, you just did it out of blind faith,
and really,
believing and trusting in them. And that's the way it has to be now with the Lord. You need to trust him as you were when a child. Put your faith in God. Otherwise, it just isn't going to work
for you.
It's
very, very hard. And the more battles you have going on, you got the listeners today, I know life out there can really throw some challenges. Now, what is the definition of trust? It's a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, the strength of someone or something. It's confidence, belief, faith, freedom from suspicion and doubt.
Are you just reading that off a piece of paper,
Kay? I'm reading this definition of trust because it opens up your eyes to how we all can get deceived and mistrust and distrust. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do this every day, and I can go from total bliss to total pandemonium. I mean, I can get a couple of phone calls, and I'm overwhelmed. People drop their 911s on me, and then I have to take it and put it in God's hands. I don't have any power, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can walk in the victory. Okay, God will give you the grace to do this. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, it says, "The Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory." Why don't you let the Lord fight for you? Why don't you come on into God's army and let the Lord fight your battles? I know when I'm fighting my own battles because I start getting stressed out. My neck gets stressed out. I have to release the battle over to the Lord, right, Gary?
Yes, it's very, very true, and I believe that one of the biggest problems that we have as human beings is that, and I have mentioned this many times previously, is that we try to do God's work. We
yeah.
try to do his work. Let the Lord do his work. Leave the important things to the Lord. You do not have control over the big things. You have control over the little things in your life. You have no control. I got to share something with you. I had a very, very big health scare a couple of weeks ago, and we're talking something major. And it was only through the faith of God and the prayers of the people that cared about me that carried me through this, kept me strong, and through my faith, the Lord healed me, and everything is fine now. But if I did not have the faith, and I did not have the people praying for me that believed, I probably wouldn't be here at this studio now speaking to you all, telling you, you've got to believe. There are the strong forces out there. There are the angels out there. They're watching you. They're watching you. They're taking care of you.
Well, the Bible scripture says that the angels of the Lord encamp round about people who fear the Lord. You want the angels around you to start fearing the Lord. Respect the Lord. Respect his word. Because when you don't, when you're not in God's family, you're not guaranteed the protection that you are when you're abiding in God's word and standing on his word and trying to totally surrender to him. Now, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He's the paraclete. He's the one that abides with us. The paraclete is the teacher, the guide, the counselor, the comforter. Hopefully these shows are going to bring comfort to you. Hopefully the Holy Spirit is going to take these scriptures and give you comfort. If we ever need comfort, we need it today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want everyone to understand and realize something that's of extreme significance. And that is that, you know, we only see about 5% of what is actually out there. There is so much that we don't see. We think that everything that's out there, we have the ability to see. But I got to tell you, 95%. You don't see ultraviolet rays, you don't see x-rays, and you don't see the Holy Spirit, you don't see the angels.
You don't see peace, you don't see love, but you feel it.
Right.
You feel it.
Exactly. And you don't see emotions, but you feel it. And we happen to think as human beings that we're limited. connected to our five senses, and it's these five senses that you're relying on to give you all of the information that you need, whereas everything that is a spiritual nature is of different senses, of other senses that you can't pick up. Very similar to a dog that can hear a high-pitched signal, to bring it down to its bare essentials. A dog can hear a high-pitched signal, but you're unable to hear it. Well, it's the same thing with the spirit that's out there. It's out there. Trust me, you just have to open your heart to the strong forces of God.
Right. And let me tell you something. God loves us so much, He'll do whatever He needs to do to get our attention. Okay? He is drawing us. He's trying to bring us in. And if you're rebellious, if you're doubting out there, don't worry about it, because I doubt all the time. And doubt is the thief to your blessings. When you doubt, you don't get your healing. When you doubt, and you waver, we waver. It's like the waves. You get tossed to and fro. You get tossed to because you're doubting. When you have a bold faith, you say, okay, where do I get this faith come? It's a fruit. It has to grow. It comes from hearing God's word. The more you hear God's word, the stronger your faith. The more you hear the negative news, the more worry you have. If you're constantly listening to negative people, negative news, negative things, that's what you're full of. You are what you eat, and that's what you're going to be full of. You're not going to have mountain-moving faith by sitting around watching TV. No. You have to do your homework.
You know, it's also true is that when you're around, and this is important also, is that when you're around people that are positive, that positivity, there's such a word, I believe, of positivity, the positiveness, it rubs off on you. But now, you know it, when you're around negative people, you start to feel negative.
Toxic.
Toxic. You're around toxic personalities that bring out the worst in you. You need to stay away from those people, and I think that there's so many people out there that are living with toxic personalities, toxic people that are bringing out the very, very worst in you, and you stay with them. You need to get away. Believe me, I've seen it all, and I got to tell you, I run for the hills when people get toxic.
Well, negativity does spread, and we talked about that 2 weeks ago when the negative spies told God's people they were like grasshoppers. The people were like giants. It said that everybody's heart melted with fear because the negative news totally discomforted everybody and discouraged everybody. But at the same point, Joshua and Caleb said, oh, we're well able, we're taking the land, God is with us. Their faith brought them into the land, and your faith is what's going to carry you. You say, well, Kay, I don't have any faith. I'm just so full of stress. I don't know. You guys are talking about the Holy Spirit, and I just have tried that. Let me tell you something. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up, because it works. It does work. And it's not easy, right, Gary?
Nothing is easy in life. If it's worth anything, the only thing easy, that's good about easy is that it's easy. the harder things are worth the effort if you point yourself in the right direction. And it's so easy to doubt. And I've also been very, very guilty of that, because the forces of life, the things of life, give you the incentive, so to speak, to doubt. And it's so bad when you doubt, because what happens is the angels that are trying to help you, the spirits that are trying to help you, they just flee away when you doubt. And when you have that strength of faith, they come back. So it's important that you always hold that faith, and you hold that faith strong, because that faith is your armor. And without it, boy, life can be so tough. It can be so difficult. And people are just out there sometimes just making a total mess out of your life.
I know. And, you know, I feel so sorry for the next generation, and like from 25 to 45, you guys that are out there, because when we were growing up, at least we had wholesome shows, wholesome things that to entertain. Now there's so much evil you guys are battling. You need to get more fortified. You guys are going to really need the Word of God fortifying your life, because your word level is your faith level. And if you don't have the Word of God, you have no sword in the spirit. You don't. God said in the scriptures, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if you don't know it, you could be destroyed, because you don't know what the promises are. You don't know that 1 Peter 2:24 says, by my stripes you're healed. You don't know that God came to give you prosperity. And you're over there, and you you're panicking because you don't know what the word says. Right, Gary? Gary studies all the time.
Well, I do, and I'm not quite sure how to answer that. You know, for the first time, I'm a bit speechless, you know, because it is difficult out there. It's a difficult world, and by us, you know, through the sound waves that you're hearing now, you know, you hear these things, and you say, well, how am I going to do all of this? How am I going to do the things that they say I should do? How am I going to be strong in faith? How am I going to walk with God? And I know it's so hard. It's so hard because we're constantly being bombarded with just terrible things that go on in the news with the wars and the struggles of life and how difficult it is for so many people, and you got to pay the bills, and there's just so much aggravation at so many levels, it's hard to get through all of this.
A lot really of frustration. Is. Lots of frustration. The more you get out of the flesh and into the Holy Spirit, the more you're peaceful your life is going to be. And you say, well, how do I get out of the flesh? You surrender. You get up in the morning and just say, God, I cannot do this. I cannot get my life in order. I can't overcome this problem. And then the more you humble yourself, the Bible says, when you humble yourself, then God will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, you will be abased and you will be brought down. Your pride goes before a fall. Are you stumbling out there? Do you keep falling into the trap? Keep falling into temptation? It's a pride issue. Most of the time, pride goes before a fall. And pretty soon, you're going to get so sick and tired of falling. Then when you humble yourself, God's power is going to come there and lift you up.
I want to just kind of touch on something that's just so extremely important regarding what Kay had just mentioned, again, with regard to both humility and pride. Humility is such an important quality to have. Why? Because when you're humble, okay, you can receive what the Lord is presenting to you. The lack of humility, looking at it through that perspective, is things that you're thinking, when you lack humility, you think you can control these things.
Yeah.
And of course, lack of humility is really pride, saying, I have control over this, I could do this myself, I don't need any help from the Lord, from the angels, from the Holy Spirit, I could do this myself. And then, that's when you fall, okay? It's only when you humble yourself and say, you know what, I just cannot do this by myself. If I don't have the help of God, if I don't have the help of the Holy Spirit, I just cannot get through this day. You need that strength.
You need that strength.
Otherwise, it's just not going to work for you. And I had mentioned in numerous programs that it's all about developing a relationship with God. It's important because I think that many people, we may say a morning prayer, say an evening prayer, maybe an afternoon prayer. And most of us don't. We'll just say maybe one or two prayers a day. But the relationship with God is so important. God walking with you through the day and befriending him, as on that TV show, God befriended me.
It sounds so wonderful. It sounds so wonderful. Let me tell you something. At 5 years old, my father was teaching me how to drive a car, and I asked Daddy, what are we doing here? And I knew at five that there was a reason we were on this planet, not just to have a big mansion and have a lot of money. I knew that there was a purpose, and at 17, I gave my heart to the Lord. And then God began to smash me because I had all this pride because of my background, my education in Paris and London, and my daddy was so wealthy. And so then I had this heart for God, but then I had pride issues that had to come down. So the Lord, I want to walk really close to God, but then I had this pride, and he still smashes me. I still get smashed because I want to walk with the Lord. I want to be a blessing to you guys. I want to speak life into you and encourage you. I don't know how many minutes we have left. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. But anyway, these shows, what we're trying to do with these shows, we are trying to take all God's word and pump it through the microphone into your ears, into your heart, that maybe you're driving out there and you're hearing this show and you're in total darkness and you don't believe in God. Well, this is the answer to life. The Bible is the roadmap to life. And even if you're doubting, give it a try. Give Jesus a chance. What else do you think you're doing here? what else do you think that you're on this planet for? You think that you're just going to here just to make money and die and then hit the grave?
You know what's interesting? Many people, I don't know if you know this or not, you know what the Bible stands for? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. I don't know if you're aware of that, okay? And I think that it's important that you know that, you know, reading the Bible is so important because it braces you. It gives you the words that you need because we all were so weak. We weaken so easily. And reading the words of God, listening to the words of Jesus Christ are just so incredibly important. And I just can't tell you how much a difference it's made in my life. And, you know, and something else that's of extreme importance that I did want to run by you, and it's a terminology, it's called purity of heart. And I'm sure that you've heard that terminology previously. And what it alludes to is the fact that you really do need to keep your heart pure. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit, if you want to receive the gifts, if you want to receive the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you really need to keep your heart pure. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, and we're all guilty of it, is we must make an important effort to keep our hearts pure, to stay away from any sinful experiences, any sinful acts that come our way, because the devil is constantly
trying to get in there. He's trying, but I'm going to tell you this.
He's a teaser.
This is the thing. We all have weak areas and we all have strengths. And we need to know what our strengths are and what are weak, and we need to stay away from areas that we know we're weak in. Now, on the inside of us, we may gossip, we may judge, we may have pride. These things are on the inside that nobody sees. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He said, don't worry about what you're putting in your body. You better worry about what's on the inside of you. So how do we get rid of these dark spots? It's like a diamond with carbon spots. You say, dear Lord, I've got this problem with anger. I've got this problem with greed. I've got this problem with deception and lying. Please. Now, what does the Lord do? Once you ask Him to forgive you, the Holy Spirit comes in there and the Word of God and cleanses you. And by the blood of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And we just confess it. And once we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. And then He casts them in a sea of forgiveness. So if you've already asked God to forgive you, quit beating yourself over the head. The devil likes to beat us over the head too for every little thing. Say, I'm forgiven of that. It's in the sea of forgiveness. Now, we got 1 minute left. We're going to have to close. Gary, you want to close the show?
Yes, I would like to close the show by mentioning something that's very, very important. I have teenagers. Grandkids, and they get angry about a lot of things, and I tell them something that I want to express to you, and that is that the things of life do have a tendency to get you down. It's tough out there. It's a struggle out there, but, and I mean this with all my heart, but it's up to you to edit the things that you receive. In spite of what's given to you, it's so easy to get angry, it's so easy to get frustrated, it's so easy to get mad, but you know what? Edit it. Take it out. Don't listen to it.
So ask God just cleanse
me. Ask God, cleanse this stuff here. Take it away.
Fear.
It's how you receive it. It's how you receive it.
Right.
Not what's being given to you, it's how you receive it.
The same with fear, too. Like, I had so many insecurities. Like, when I first got divorced, I couldn't do anything by myself. I couldn't do the radio show in New York. And God, all these insecurities, God just heals us from all these little fears. We don't have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We have no fear in Christ. And perfectly, the more we get filled with God's love, the more those fears go away. And they're bombarding us. And if they're bombarding you right now, just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me and cleanse me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I accept this peace and this joy in the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Now, this is a process. It's a process, and these fruits of the Spirit, these fruits of the Spirit have to grow. And sometimes it's painful when God's growing these fruits. Like, if you want an apple tree, you plant the apple seed, but it takes years.
No, we need to wrap this up, my friend.
Okay.
It's time for us to
we gotta
to say
cool.
Goodbye.
We gotta...
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless you guys. And stay close to Jesus Christ.
We love you.
Love God.
God bless you.
be. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.